So when you were when you first week back at training on the Monday, did you notice a real difference in the standard?
Well, that's the first thing everybody asks you, isn't it? That,
Uh-huh.
like, Daddy, what's Barry Ferguson like? What's it like in training? That's the one question that people say, is it raised a few notches? And to be fair, probably when I first joined, it never.
No.
Nah, because the squad that I joined, although they had some good players, it was a transitional period, wasn't it? The team got better and better and better. As such, which is normal, obviously, because the team weren't very good to start with, as such, and it got better and better and better. So the standard raised as better players come in, as Davis Hayes comes in, and boys like that, as such, Kenny Miller come back up the road. So the team just got stronger and stronger and stronger. And before you ken it, you were in
Top
a
players
team,
then,
top
mate.
players, man. Aye, you know what I mean? And you go, you look around the changing room, and you think there was top players on the bench. There was sometimes top players sitting in the stand. Do you know what I mean? That's how strong the squad was at the time.
Did you feel ner did you feel nervous when those
Nah.
day type of players came in, did you?
No, really not. I think I'd the one thing that Walter always told me was to believe in myself, that if I had everything, I just need to have a wee bit of a stronger mentality to believe in myself that Barry wasn't better than me. He's like, that's your there's your
It's
benchmark
not a
to make sure you think you're better than him. And to be fair, if you thought you were better than Barry, or you had that mindset, whether you were or you weren't, but you had that confidence, then he was a good one to gauge yourself on, wasn't he? Do you know what I mean?
And
'Cause he
how
was
was
a
he when
top
you were,
player.
especially because you were his position and was he?
He was great with me when I first come in, and he's we obviously you know playing me badge, you'll know the stories of people. He can be difficult to please, can't he? He can be a
High
shouter and a
standards,
bawler, high standards in that, eh? So he, the first day in training that Wednesday, we played we done like possession in that, and then we warm up possession, some doggies. It was a horrible doggy. It was one of the ones where you done one with a ball and the pitch and fours, and you had to be the leader.
Oh, right, and
So
they
you had to
followed
dribble
you,
with the ball nice and
they
fast, and they there
followed,
to follow you. Then he said, change, eh,
You
for a
go to the
minute, and then
back,
the next one you go to the back, eh? Horrible it was. I thought, fuck, what's this? blown out my hole, what's that? And we then went into games at the end, and I was in Barry's team, and I didn't really touch the ball that much, kind of like 6v6 or whatever. And I went running, eh, and well, you can what I'm like with shooting, eh? That's probably why he didn't pass to me. But he could have passed to me, but he tried to whip one, like reverse it, and he put a pass. I was like, Baz! He's like, fuck what? I was like, oh. I was like, "All right, that's the way it goes, aye, sorry, aye." So I thought, "All right, I'll no bother shouting for the ball for Barry type thing." But as you settle, and I think we had a couple of run-ins in training where I clattered them a few times,
In respect,
and I hope anyway, he might think different, but I hope he respected me as a player and a person in the respect that he was one that when I did settle in with him after whatever 6 months, a year, that he never really used to shout at me. My mate Whitty, for instance, when we used to travel back, he used to hate the fact that he shouted at Whitty hated that, do you know what I mean? But it never really bothered me.
Was there boys there that really
Aye,
that
aye. It
got
was
to
funny
her?
because
Because Charlie, I think he was quite hard on Charlie, wasn't he, at
sometimes the
Rangers?
closer you were with Baz, i.e. if you wanted to be in his kind of gang, sometimes it was the worse they spoke to you.
It'd be harder on
He'd
you,
be harder on you as such, eh? That's sometimes the way he was as a character. But a wonderful player, eh? And great teammate, and I enjoy playing with him, like taking a phone booth, couldn't
Would
he?
he,
Do you know what I
he
mean?
want the ball
I
at the
always
time,
want the ball. Sometimes, well, you know what I'm like. I want it all the
All the
time
time,
too. Yeah? So sometimes it could be a wee bit of a clash where like it sometimes comes across you into your areas or whatever, and you have to kind of balance off them as such. But if you're winning every week and you're playing in a great team, these wee things don't
Didn't
bother you.
matter, no.
As it stood when the transition of us playing Celtic, Celtic had better players than us. They had a better team than us. Your Nakamura's and that, we really walked into our team. Hesselink, you know what I mean? Like top players, eh? Do you know what I mean? So we had to find a way of beating these top players, and the only way we could beat them was in a fight. So we made Old Firms a fight. Yet in the end, when we started to get Mendezes and Davises and Thompsons and that playing the way we could play, then all of it changed a wee bit.
Wee
They
bit,
started trying to fight us a wee bit, eh? Do you know what I mean? Because we already had the fight in us, it
What was
still gave
it?
us the
What
upper
was it?
hand, eh?
What I used to say to you before the Old Firm game?
I used to say to us, if I didn't get booked before 10 minutes, he's taking me off.
Oh, you know.
Brilliant,
Just
eh?
because what you knew you'd be on your game
He
if you
knew.
were.
He used to always tell me when I went searching for a tackle that would be it. The team would first and foremost, I would be good, and the team would be good. Eh? So he used to always say to me, "Give me that wee wry smile that you had." You can't. You were on his side if he
Side
smiled at
ahead,
you. And he would say, "How long?" And I'm like, "Ah, what?" He used to try and always plead innocent. Eh? He's like, "How long?" And he was like, "Who's getting it?" And I was like, "I didn't care." And I still think to this day, the team that sets the tempo and gets the first foot in the game, whether it be a tackle, whether it be somebody chasing down a throwing in the bottom corner or whatever, getting the team on that. Uh-huh. Just wee silly things, yeah. It's so important in the big games because effectively the big games are normally shite, aren't they?
Uh-huh.
And it comes down to that tiny wee lines, aye. Uh-huh. And I tried my best. That was my niche in the market. That was me as a player for my team. And I think all my teammates buzzed off the fact that I would be the one that would go search into trying to set the tempo.